The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome back to another episode of Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie. I'm your co-host, Art Sturrett, joined by my podcast partner in crime, Frankie Ramos. Today, we're going to talk about employee engagement, what it is and why it's important. It's a big topic with different meanings to different people. Let's jump right in. How are you doing today, Frankie?
I'm doing good. I'm excited that there are more of us in this room than last time. So less heat on me and you too. So I'm excited.
So what are we talking about today anyway?
We're going to talk about employee engagement and development. And I think, but there's more speakers in this room, I think we're going to spend a lot of time really hearing more about what NAVWAR has done to ensure that we have an engaged workforce and the importance of engagement and what happens when you don't have employee engagement, kind of the things that put you at risk. So I'm excited. We have both Jen Carney and MK Bailey here, who are the leads of that piece of the Human Capital Strategy Plan. I'm excited to hear what they have to share with us.
How's your employee engagement index today, Frankie?
Mine is good. This podcast thing, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervous. I'm not sweating this time, so that's good. Because last time I had like beads of sweat for about the first 3 or 5 minutes. So I love working at NAVWAR. I'm very committed to the organization. I come to work every day wanting to make sure that I do a good job. I think that is going to play in nicely to where we're going in today's conversation with employee engagement.
So if you were to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your employee engagement index?
10 being good, I'd say it's at 10.
You're a 10?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a 10 too.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do this thing. So, all right. Well, so what is employee engagement anyway?
For me, employee engagement from, well, my profession is human resources. So for me, employee engagement is a critical component into the culture of the organization. So for me, employee engagement means making sure that we, the organization, are doing what we can to get our employees invested and committed and passionate, excited about the mission of NAVWAR. We have so many occupations here at NAVWAR. I'm in HR. We have a lot of people here with us today. They're in different departments. We've got finance. We've got contracts. We've got cyber IT. I know that there's one NAVWAR mission, but within each one of those organizations or departments, there's also the mission of whatever occupational series profession you're in. So I think for us, employee engagement for me is making sure that our employees come to work every day excited about the work that they're doing and invested and committed to the organization. I think that's really what helps drive employee engagement, is ensuring that the employees care about what they do and the impact that their work has, making sure that they understand the importance of whatever job it is that they're doing and how it impacts, ultimately, in this case, the warfighter or the fleet.
Well said. As we think about employee engagement, what would you say the benefits are to the Navy of having high employee engagement?
I think the benefits to having an engaged employee is it should, if employee engagement is working the way that it should be, if it's done right, it should decrease staff turnover. And so that's an important piece. Retention, right? Once you acquire the good high-skilled talent, you want to do what you can to keep them. So employee engagement is a huge part of that and retention. Also, I think if you don't have an engaged employee or an engaged workforce, in my opinion, I think you're environment of innovation is probably lower than, say, another workforce that's engaged. And that's really what we need, especially for what we're doing at NAVWAR. We need people who are risk takers, will think outside the box, think about doing things that we never have done it that way before. And so if an employee is engaged, I think they're going to be more inclined to be innovative and risk taking.
From a Navy perspective, the outcomes that we get, the productivity, the morale of the employee, work-life balance that an employee achieves. Every day we spend a lot of time at work, and the intrinsic work experience, especially that relationship you have with your supervisor. You know, one of the things that we really struggled with on employee engagement was how were we going to measure it? I think we spent the better part of a year trying to figure out what the best way to measure that was. And then we realized that the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey actually measures employee engagement for us. So we decided to use that. And so there's three things that they use to put in what they call their employee engagement index. And that's all about leaders leading, the relationship that an employee has with their supervisor, and then the intrinsic work experience. Do they like their job? Do they like the mission that they're supporting? And I think that's one of the great things that we in the Navy has. You know, we may not be able to meet the salary that the private sector has. Obviously, we're here at Old Town. You know, our building may not be as nice as Qualcomm or
historic
Intuit. It's yes, we do have history on our side. That's true. But we have a mission that they don't have. And I think that's a huge benefit. You know, so last week, I was at NFOSIS, which is the Navy Flag Officer SES Symposium back in the National Capital Region, and it was a three-day symposium, and on day three, the whole day was about employees, both sailors from an active duty perspective, and then our civilian cadre as well. And so the fact that all of Navy leadership gets together and they spend an entire day just on that topic, I think gets to the point of how important employee engagement is. So I think it's probably time to invite our guests in. What do you think?
I think so. They'll probably do a better job than you and I about talking about the initiatives. One of the things I mentioned is this is such a large topic that it's pretty much, in my opinion, nearly impossible to cover in one small podcast. So I'm looking forward to what they have to say. And, you know, you said something important about the FEVS, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. How do you measure something like employee engagement? And you're right, we spent a lot of time trying to figure that out. I think what they're going to share today will give you some insight on how we've chosen to measure it in Avwar, but I also think there's a lot to be said for the intangible things, the qualitative things that you can't really measure other than hearing it straight from those who have participated in those types of employee development.
Well, before we do that, though, Francesca, yes. Wasn't there something else we wanted to mention? Who's number one in the Navy for employee engagement?
Wouldn't you know it? It's us. It's Naval Information Warfare Systems Command. And I am super competitive. So when I saw that metric come out, you can bet I shared it with all my other colleagues at all the other Navy components. And I actually used it just recently in one of our job opportunity announcements to say, hey, did you know? And does this sound like a place you want to come work at? The answer is yes. So please apply. So yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I too am highly competitive too. And I used to only want to beat NAVAIR because I used to work at NAVAIR, but now my goal is much bigger. And so I don't know what's next. So we're number one in the Navy, but you know, as the Admiral always says, what's world class? So now we're going to shoot for world class.
That's right. That's what we're striving for. And that is ultimately what I'd say our NAVAIR human capital strategy plan is based on, is fostering that world class workforce and empowering excellence.
All right. Well, I think it is time to turn it over to our leads for employee engagement. And so I'd like to introduce MK Bailey, who is also our director of training, and Jen Carney, who is the deputy for corporate operations. So Jen, MK, take it away.
She's really excited.
I am, because I think the employee engagement part, I don't think that it's a coincidence, right, with how much we put in mm-hmm. and the effort that we placed on all of the individuals at NAVAIR that we're number one now. And I think that shows and that's representative of our scores. So we're doing an awesome job. And, you know, as they say, you can never stop until we hit world class. And then even then, you're going to keep changing it and defining what world class means. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy we're on the front end of that.
I'm super excited to be here. I think you guys did a great job of defining engagement. I think there are some primary drivers of that engagement. It's, you know, we want to have good supervisors. We want to be able to offer them development opportunities. Communication piece. I've been so impressed. The Admiral with the Ask Me Anythings, the coffee clutches. And I use those, and I know Jen as well, as a means to kind of gain that insight from the workforce on what they're interested in and how they want to be engaged.
I wanted to get both of you guys, your perspectives and kind of what your vision is for that pillar. And then the other thing that I was interested in is because I think, Art, you asked me, what does employee engagement mean to me? And I kind of gave you my opinion. I'd like to hear it from everybody else in this room, because you'll find that it's there's probably a lot of trends amongst people, but there might be some nuggets of difference, and I'm just interested in that in general. So
I think that's a great idea. We don't want people thinking that employee engagement is employees getting engaged.
Yeah, I so. Like that speed dating.
Speed dating. Yeah. Speed dating. Yeah, okay. Well, let's go around, and MK, why don't you go first?
Thought a lot about it because you're right, it does mean different things to different people. And I think at the basic level, it's how involved and enthusiastic people are about their job and the organization. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, that's kind of how I view it, the overarching engagement.
As I tell everybody, we're here with people that we work with often more times than we spend with our own family and with our friends outside of the office, right? So if you don't enjoy the people you work with and coming to work and seeing that, then you don't want to come here. And then you're not tied to the mission. You're not, you know, you're not engaged. You're not wanting to, you know, you just want to kind of come in, clock out, and you're done. But I think our strategic vector, and I've told this to Art several times, I'm so excited that they put the people pillar as the first pillar. Yeah. Because normally where the people is always the last that has been done here at NavWar back in the day, Spay War, wasn't always looked at by the people. It was what could we get churned out? What could you get at the end of the day? What was the, you know, what did you deliver? And that's what they were looking at. Now we've really kind of swapped that and put the people first and making sure that the people know, you know, we can't do that without you. You know, I really want to commend leadership for not only saying it, but actually putting it visually in front, because perception is reality. And that's a great way to show everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And we hear it from the Admiral and the ED all the time. And they don't just say it. It's not just words.
Right.
They actually support us in doing what we're doing today to emphasize the fact that they're walking the walk.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job.
It's the ownership as well that you have to the mission. So it's more of a connection and shows how you are actively engaged in having NavWar meet its strategic objectives, its mission, vision, values, those types of things. So without that, it's just a job you come in. But when you start to have that engagement, the ownership, then you start to really play and have that drive to come in and you know, succeed and have those around you succeed. So I think that that's a huge part.
It's like building that pride, right?
Absolutely.
You know, pride of being part of the NavWar team or whatever department it is.
Absolutely.
Culture, yeah.
Yeah. We did a trip one time and it was up to Amazon. And, you know, everybody at Amazon could talk about their mission, vision, values. Since we've gone on these trips, you know, fact-finding missions, if you will, and seeing how others do it, that this has really played a big part within NavWar to realize, hey, we've got to do a little bit more here, you know, on making sure that people are engaged and that they're, you know, understand really what our mission and vision is and what are we, NavWar? How do we play in this big Department of Defense? How is this going against NavAir, NavC? What is our role? And I think we've come a long way in studying that and really putting what we've learned into action. So that's huge.
Can you share with us some of the programs that I think we just held a flash mentoring event a couple of weeks ago? Maybe it was a week ago.
So we did. We held it on the 1st of March. We had four mentors and Mr. Sarrett was there. We had our counsel, Ms. Wiseman was there. Mr. Friji from the Chang, from our engineering department. Then we also had Jara Cipriano, who is the Chang for NIWC PAC, participate. And then we had about 30 mentees come, and they had the opportunity. They sat in about 7 to 8 people in a table with the mentor. They got to ask a plethora of questions, like on what kind of training do they recommend, and in their career path, what are the things that got them to where they are today? And just any type of advice, like with work-life balance. They're really, I was so impressed as we went around, there was never a lull in the conversation. It was a great opportunity to kind of dip your toe into mentoring, because I think mm-hmm. some people, they're a little apprehensive about the formal mentoring. And mm-hmm. so I think being able to sit with these different leaders, they were able to get a better feel for what it would be like.
Yeah, I'd say from my perspective as a mentor, I really got a lot out of it too. I think it's kind of a two-way thing. And I really enjoyed the discussion, number one, but getting feedback from them and what are the things that they're concerned about and interested in. So I thought it was a great venue. Well, that's all the time we have for this discussion. Tune in for the next episode where we pick up the conversation with three employees and their experience with NavWar's personnel development initiatives. MK
Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NavWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NavWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. Also, special thanks to Craig Madsen, who provided the voiceover for the show's intro. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I'm Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.